Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is Tracy Mahan. We're so excited to be here with you. Please, you know the routine. Please tell us who you are, where you're from, all that good stuff, because we love to see it. Actually, get a high off of knowing where everybody is from.
Here's a
And
Rogers, Arkansas.
something that Rogers, Arkansas, fantastic. Something else that's really cool that happens when you say where you're from. It puts a pop of light over your area. And then that creates the energy. I mean, we already have an energetic grid, but that's showing up the energetic grid. What are you
I
laughing at?
didn't even know that was coming. All right.
But it
So
works. It does.
it
It does
works.
do that. Because, and
Okay.
it's also amazing to see where everybody comes from. But then this shows us,
Oriented.
it really does. It pops this light. But don't you see
Love
it when
that.
people do that? It's a light.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That just got everybody on here. Just, yes. You guys are, it's, I'm loving this because it just made that comment stream just go flying. So I get to make my announcement about this chat room. Okay. So we used to always ask you to go to the BBS radio chat to get on the chat. That's the only one we won't be able to see now. So please go to the Dolores Cannon page, the YouTube sites,
Although, I think Tiffany is going over to the BBS
and
site.
oh, oh, that's right.
So
She's a
we can't get
multitasker.
everybody.
So we have Tiffany with us again tonight. She's been joining us. This is Julia's daughter, Tiffany, and she is our chat room lady. So what did I tell you
Chat
guys
room manager.
before? If you have a question, write Tiffany in capital letters, and she'll know that you're asking a question. Now, we're not going to be able to get to all the questions, but if you want yours to stand out, capital letter
Yeah,
Tiffany.
if you want her to see it for sure, and then we'll go from there.
And I think that's great that she's going over and checking the ones in BBS radio. Now, here's what happened last week, I think it was. You have to actually click on, if you're watching this on social media, click on it and open it up into the big frame. Because if you're commenting underneath the little one that just streams while we're going through the feed, we're not going to see those comments.
Good
So
point.
please put them in the big, open it up. Be the big picture watcher and post there. So, and thank you, Tiffany.
Yes, thank you, Tiff.
So, last week we had Saba on, and we got to learn a lot about Saba and her
Yes, wasn't
journey.
that an amazing show?
Such a good show.
Oh my gosh, yes, such a
So if you
wonderful
missed
story.
it, go get it. It's in the archives. We've got it posted on all the YouTube pages and all the things. And Saba posted it on her page today too, so
Wonderful.
there's one more spot to find it. But we didn't get to talk about Hawaii.
No, and what an amazing trip that was.
Without a doubt, it was beautiful. It was amazing. We had it all, including weather. It was good.
Yes, all the weather.
All the weather.
It was a
It could
wonderful
have snowed,
experience.
it would have snowed.
It probably was snowing somewhere, maybe on one of the islands on the mountain top.
Right up on the top of the volcano, it was probably snowing. I love it.
But
So,
it's still wonderful. Oh my gosh.
what a fun trip that was. We got to have the luau. We got to have the which that was a lot of fun to watch them doing the dancing. Now, you guys, I want you to imagine this. We are in the most beautiful resort, right? And they gave us a section of the lawn to do this luau in. And it's kind of fun because you're looking around and all these people are starting to come out on their little lanais and kind of watching
People on their
the show.
balconies watching.
Yeah. So everybody was out watching with us and enjoying that with us. And
That happened on several activities that
yeah, that was fun. It was,
We
there
were
was one particular family I noticed was really enjoying a lot of the events that we were having, so that was good. We got to do the sound healing. We got to do the Lemurian hike with all the meditations and stuff. So
And
a
dancing again.
lot of fun. Yeah, the dancing wore me out. Don't dance in the sand. That just takes a lot.
Oh my gosh, thank you for saying that.
I was sore. I was like, I'm so sore from dancing. That was a lot. But definitely was a good time. And wow, with the Lemurian energy. And then we found out, okay, you guys, this was not planned based on these things.
No, not at all.
So
these dates are picked at random. They're based on availability,
and moved, I believe, from other January things. To February.
Yes. Based on, we don't ever look at anything astrological, at anything. We don't look at those things. We look at, you're dealing with concrete.
Yeah. Well, this
river. Yeah. You know, with the hotel and with, you know, the venue and the.
Right. You guys were dealing with all the technical things, and here all along, the spirits that be were saying,
exactly.
Stuck you guys in this vortex of energy. There was a report of a spiraling energy, like a picture of this spiral cosmos of energy.
Blue spiral.
Above the Hawaiian Islands that was happening. Probably not, I think you said it wasn't exactly the moment we were there, but I was like, that's because they're preparing it for us.
Yeah, it could
it
be.
It was like a week or two before that. I don't know the exact dates that was there, but but somebody was messaging saying, are you guys creating?
Yeah, they're like, is this you guys? What?
We had the comet that was going over.
Yes.
And there was something about the 25,000 years.
Yeah, well, that was, they said that was the 25,000 year comet.
And here in Sarah's regression for the group, she's talking about how we've all returned after 25,000 years. And so, you know, she said that in her regression. And then it was later that we found out that the comet was the comet that had returned after 25,000 years.
Yeah, it's like
so many synchronicities, you know, things that.
And then the other one was all the planets were aligned when we were sitting
that's
out the
right.
Hotel, and somebody, I don't know why they even thought to do this. They put their phone up, you know,
the
to the
planets
stars.
Were so bright.
Yeah, and it was like there was something. I guess it caught their attention. I don't know, because I sure didn't know that they were doing that. And they came over and they're showing me. I'm like, what? I mean, all these planets were lined up.
It was a full moon too, and so it was the moon and then these two really bright planets or stars, whatever underneath it. I think was, and they were in alignment. And I think that's what got them to start pulling their phones out and going, "What are those planets?" And they're like, "Oh, they're all in alignment.
All in alignment. Yeah,
it was crazy." So
so something really
magical,
critical, significant, something.
I
don't know if we ever got reports of the Schumann resonance while we were there, but many times when it's like almost every time that we pull our group together and we go somewhere, that Schumann resonance just flies off the chart.
I'll tell you what, I don't know what kind of downloads I was receiving during that time, but I got home and I'm like, I am so tired. And I slept the entire next day and then I had to work and then for 2 days. And then the next day I was supposed to go do things and I slept again. And I was like, man, is this jet lag? Because it's only 2 hours for me. It's not that big of a time difference. And I was like, you know, last time we went and I even extended my trip to Maui on that one. And I didn't feel like that coming back. And I was like,
I don't recall that either.
There must be something going on.
I think you're right.
I just wanted to curl up in a ball and sleep.
I was that's completely, totally exhausted. And then other people, most everybody else I talked to said the same thing.
Yeah, so there was something. We had a lot of energy there.
Yes.
And it was nice because we cheated and went in, what was that, September, October? We did all the things and we were so busy during all of that, but this was a little bit more relaxing and it's like, oh, let's just go sit by the pool. Oh, let's just go sit over here, you know? And so it was a little bit more relaxing on this trip as well.
Yeah, so why were we so exhausted?
I don't know. And the other one, I wasn't on the other one. I was like, what's going on? But yeah, I mean, we know it's energetic. We know a lot of things have been shifting. And I noticed a lot of the messages coming in is about really big change for people. A lot of people going through a big change. And that's definitely happening over here. There's a lot of big change happening. It's not always comfortable. And we will say that.
Yeah. You know, and that's the thing about what growth, change, all those things. You know, we always, I want this, I want this. But yeah, it's not usually comfortable, you know, because it means we're going to leave what is comfortable for us. To make a change, you're leaving the comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, you're shifting things. And so it may take a little bit before it feels comfortable again, but you've got to move out of that and then it'll settle back in. But yeah, we don't tend to like those changes either. And
No, sometimes it looks like in the tarot deck, that's the Tower card. And it's like, oh, it looks horrendous and everything's falling down. But guess what? It's a new beginning. So
a new beginning. Yeah, always new coming out of it. And it's always, I know it looks, that one and the Death, those are the two deceiving cards as far as they look really bad and horrible. And all they represent are death of the old.
Endings and beginnings. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I know I used to be horrified if I'd get a card like that. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. So, been seeing 555 several times. That jumped out at me because I see 555 all the time too. So
yeah, you like 555s.
Whoa. Do I sometimes I get a little scared when I see them because it's like, oh, buckle up, big change coming. So I just, when I see 555,
it's like, oh, change.
I start rocking like this.
Change.
And I start going, please let it be good. Please let it be good. And it might look a little bit like that, you guys. We're getting real, very real today.
Okay. Yeah. But you know, that's okay because we, you know, that's how it is. We, you know, we say, hey, I can do, and we can handle anything. Anything that happens, we can handle it. We're never given more than we can handle. But that is how sometimes after a while, it's like, okay, take one step, another step, and very cautiously, and because, yeah, you know, when you're knocked off your Easter a few times and things crash around you and do all that, it's like, you know, it all comes out for the good. It always works out. But during that tumultuous time, it's like you said, it's very uncomfortable.
Fair. Yeah.
We're making that sound nice by using that word.
Right.
You know, but that's just it's what happens, you know, so.
Yeah. And, you know, the bigger message in that is do the best you can to go with the flow of it because it's happening.
Yes.
It's, you know, so actually moving forward.
Yeah. Actually, that's the best advice is to be flexible because if you start resisting it, it makes it really hard. It makes you, it's like you're moving against it now. You're fighting it. You're actually going to prolong it. Ah, you know, whatever that uncomfortable, whatever is going, you're actually prolonging it by resisting. So just move with it, ease into it, go with the flow. You'll be riding the wave rather than being drowned by it.
Yeah, you might have a little of it splash up in your face, but you're not going under, right?
Right. Yes, exactly. And you'll live.
Yeah.
You're going to actually coast on the wave. So.
And let's all just right now, as we're all thinking about the things that are going on in life, let's all fast forward to that moment where we can look back and go, okay, I can see why that happened now.
Absolutely.
Because we always do, right? I see why that. Well, if that wouldn't have happened, then I wouldn't have got put on this path and then I wouldn't be here and I wouldn't have met this person.
Yeah.
So a lot of structures that we don't know that are happening behind the scenes.
Absolutely. And you usually can't see with that degree of whatever until you get down the road a little ways from it, you know, then you look back and it's like, oh,
yes,
this and this and this and this and this, it all had to happen, it all had to be in place, it all had to be there, but every one of those steps are like, oh, you know,
rip the band-aid off, rip the band-aid off. We do have some questions lining up, so whenever you're ready, we'll just have Tiffany come in and read one of those.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Tiffany, you want to come read a question?
Okay, well, since this one is related to me, it's kind of off topic from what you guys have been talking about, but the question is it okay to be a scientist that believes in the spirits?
Ooh, I love it.
So are you going
That's a
to answer?
fantastic
Wait, she
question.
just muted herself. I think Tiffany should answer that one.
I do. Tiffany, yeah, you do need to answer it, and you need to explain a little bit about why that's so relevant to you.
I'll leave the answering to you guys, but I'll explain that it's relevant because I myself am in a science field. I am a DNA analyst at a crime lab, and so have been in science, since undergraduate. It's always been biology, so very science heavy. And you can imagine growing up in a family like this, how it could make things a little interesting.
Very true. So the question is how do you combine the spiritual with the science? Is that
But
right?
actually, okay, we'll answer that. But Tiffany, you opened up something that you have to finish. And you said you can imagine growing up in a family like this. You must explain more.
What I meant was just a family that has been in the metaphysical realm. So that's all I've grown up around. And so then being introduced to scientific realm and then trying to make them, what's the word?
Dance nice
Correlate
together.
or make sense. Yeah, how you can put them together. And I mean, even to still now, I have a hard time reconciling sometimes. So
Because you have your hard and fast science, and then you have this world that's it's science, but it's more
yeah.
etheric.
I just had an image of little baby Tiffany running up, going, "Grandma, Grandma, I have a question. Oh, let me see what the aliens have to say about that." No. In my session, the Arcturians would
ET,
say,
actually
yeah,
ETs.
the I love it. All right, go ahead and answer that. Like how I hand that off.
Yeah, I just handed it right over to me. The thing is you will find your what I have loved watching is how Tiffany has been navigating these waters. Because yeah, she was raised in this world, and then she goes into this very scientific world, but at the same time, she's keeping her foot over here in the metaphysical world. And so I can only imagine we haven't talked a whole lot about it, but we'll have scientific discussions. But at the same time, a lot of times we'll pull in this metaphysical part over here. And so I can just imagine her mind is trying to, but this isn't computing. This isn't what I learned over here. This doesn't make a
Once
lot
looked
of
like this, looks
sense.
like this.
Exactly. But that's interesting. One, she chose that path to be in that
Yeah.
thing,
Science world. Yeah.
right, to be in both worlds. But two, one thing you have to know about Tiffany, if you haven't figured that out already, she's very level-headed. She knows how to explain things on an even keel where you can understand them. So it makes perfect sense to me that she's in this very scientific field and has this metaphysical understanding so that she can merge the two worlds and help explain to people that just cannot cross the bridge from
Yeah.
either one of them. It really helps to do that. So that could be the answer to this question.
Exactly. And there has been more and more scientists or people that are in that science background that come forward with metaphysical and science coming together. And I always think back for me, the Greg Braden is the one that stands out with the 3 minute video on reducing a tumor. And so you got your biology there, right? You got this bladder tumor that's like 3 inches tall, and they have this group of people around, like they've been training in healing arts, and they're all standing around putting their hands on the woman, and they have a live feed of the tumor and then a picture of it from its original state, and it just starts shrinking. And they ask them, what is it that you're doing there? And they're saying, we're sending the vibration that she's already healed. And that's what we do with QHHT. We're bringing in that information that you're healed. Here's your message, and this is what your body's telling you. And here you go.
Yeah,
So
and And I think, you know, what science is actually starting to get to these realizations of what metaphysics, what we've been understanding and knowing for a long time. It's just, we knew it without having any hard evidence, without having those facts that everybody wants. Well, now science is coming up with those facts. Now they're starting to support everything. I mean, they're supporting things now that mom knew 30 years ago. So that just shows, but then what she knew and what we know from QHHT is what the higher selves tell us. It's what this greater body of knowledge is telling us. Well, see, so just to me, that just means, okay, see, the physical takes a little longer to prove what we already know on this other level.
Right. Oh, I love it.
So that could be the thing there.
All right. Do we want another question?
Yeah. Thank you for that question. It was really good.
That was a good one. We're ready for another one, Tiffany.
Okay. So you did bring up QHHT. This individual is asking, is level one only online or can you take it in person? And do you suggest having a session done first before becoming a practitioner?
Thank you. That's a good question. First of all, level one, as it currently stands, is only online. We have perfected these courses now online to such a degree that it really, I know you want to get together. You want to be together, and that's to be with like-minded people. But it really, you don't learn as much. I'll just tell you that. You don't learn as much in a live class as you do when you're online, because you can do it at your own pace, take it in. You can rewatch videos, things like that.
No distractions.
No distractions. Because in a live class, you have to go to the restroom. You have to pop out a minute. You zone out. There's so much information coming in. You get these downloads and you zone out. And you might miss a big chunk of the class.
Or
you don't get to repeat it.
I helped with, I actually had a lady go, could you tell the woman in front of me to move her head? You know, these are the kind of things that are distracting. You get someone taller in front of you, all kinds of stuff. Or if Julia is standing in just the wrong spot, and you're kind of doing this and you're kind of doing that, and you're more frustrated with that than hearing what she's saying. It's definitely more productive.
Yeah. So if you take it online, see, you've got it in your space to do it at your pace, and like that. But then we've taken that next part, that part where you want to be with everybody and practice and do things together. So we've done that with two different things. One, we have our companion course, and that fills in those gaps that the online course just isn't addressing, which is getting answers to questions you specifically have, getting practice sessions, and getting direct feedback on your practice sessions that you do right there. So that's a level one companion course. So I highly recommend that if you can do that. The other is reunions. When we have these reunions, we have days of practice. We have everybody's getting together. You want to be together? That's what we're creating. That's why we're doing these events, is so that you can get with like-minded people. So we have things that we fulfill that, you know. So
let's do a shout out for those level one companion classes, because we've got a few. There's a few on the website, and they're Arizona, California, Washington. I don't know who else has one going right now, but you know, you guys, there's got to be one near you, and they're absolutely, if they're not near you, those are beautiful destination points. I know White Salmon is a beautiful destination point, Sedona, beautiful destination point, and then LA, I think, is the other one.
San Diego,
oh, even better with Lily. You know, you guys, there's some really cool destination point L1C, as we call them, the level one companion class. Go check them out and get in those classes, because that's a good time.
And then Marilyn, is she doing one in Vancouver?
Oh yeah, Marilyn's doing one too. So
we're trying to keep several going consistently so that we have options for you out there.
Yeah,
but definitely
they're very bonding. You know, it's like you just come together with people and you spend a couple days together. You do sessions on each other and you just leave with new best friends, right?
So the other question was, should you have a session before doing the course? That's up to you. It's You know, some people wait
I
and do
will
the course
say,
and then they do a session. Some people do a session first to see how it feels.
yeah.
One is not
I'm going
required.
to say this. I will say this about when a practitioner comes in for a session, they are almost the hardest person to regress because they're listening to everything you're saying because they're trying to learn it. So I guess with that in mind, I would say go before.
Yeah, because you
Before
don't
you
have
know what you're
expectations.
looking for.
Yeah, you're not old. They said that word wrong. Oh, well, yeah, you're not looking for those kind of things. You're just no expectations. You're just having fun. And then later you can dissect it when you take the course.
Yeah, go over it and be like, hey, you didn't ask that right. No. No, we're not encouraging any of that. But yeah, so I would say go before you take the class just so that you're not in your head about it when you're getting regressed. But
Yeah, so
otherwise,
that's just an
then take it
encouragement.
like a
It's not a
bunch more time.
requirement. No, it's not. One's not going to affect the other one. Like, yeah, it just might be more confirming. Many people will have a session and go, oh, I want to do this. And then they go take the course.
And I've had both, and I do have to say it's kind of fun because you put the question in there, should I do QHHT? And I think maybe one person out of all the ones I've ever had over time and space said, no, not right now. And then everyone else is like, do this. So it's a lot of fun to get the sessions even after, you don't have to limit yourself to one. Do give yourself time to integrate the one. But, after you've taken your course and maybe you find somebody else that's taken a course and you do a little trading just to get some practice is a good idea too. So, yeah. All
It's
right.
all fun.
Phew, that's a lot. That was a lot of information. Are we ready for another one?
Well, this is a off the wall. Just curious, why are you wearing a red bracelet?
Oh, me? It's
Yes,
not
ma'am.
me. Okay,
It's not
we're gonna.
you.
I was like, well, it's kind of more burgundy. Oh, bracelet. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this is well, thank you. Okay. I got both of these. It's interesting. I never wear bracelets. I mean, if I do, it's a very short-term thing. I definitely don't ever wear anything that stays on me. Okay, that's just the way I've always been. I don't want it constricts. And with my past life experience, I was bound, and so I don't like things that constrict around my ankles and my wrists. So it's like, no, I just never wore anything.
This has taken
And
years.
within the span of 1 month, I think it
Yeah,
was
it was
1 month,
a.
I got both of these from two different places. Okay.
You've had them
This
on
one,
forever.
yeah, this one, it's called a knot. Is it just a knot bracelet?
Is that the one from Cuba? So that was the palm leaf experience.
Right. And it's strange. It's from India and they tie a bunch of knots and it's like some. But they say it's like it's there for protection, and when you no longer need it, it will just fall off. You know, it just stays on until for as long as you need it. And then within then we
Wait,
have
tell
like,
them how many years you've had that on there now.
yeah. Well, I was gonna say like both of that these
Oh,
were
okay.
both done in it was in 20 January. Well, it's when we did our class, and we did right from Conscious Life Expo, which is where the knotted one came from. Then we went to Miami and did classes there, and in one of the classes someone gave me this other one, which was weird because I don't wear braces, and all of a sudden I have two. And this one, she just said, she goes, this made me think of you and stuff. It's a sun. I don't know if you can, but it's
Oh, cool.
no. And so I've worn both of these ever since. And so it's like it's just a feeling of, you know, I don't feel like I need to be protected, but it's a comforting feeling, and I feel like whenever it's time for them to be gone, they'll leave, you know.
Yes.
So there's several things like that, you know, like if you ever had oh gosh, what's the name of that stone? I just went blank. The volcanic stone.
Oh. That's
Somebody out there knows it. It's that powerful one.
yes.
I just went blank completely. But it's I've had those, and they'll actually disappear. A lot of times they just disappear, then they'll reappear later. And it's like they come and go out of your life. And that's how I feel this is. It's there when it's necessary for me, and then it'll leave when it's not necessary or not needed anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus it's a fun memory. So, yeah.
Now, something cool, something funny. Now, I don't, you know, because these are two, they're put on independently, right? You can see they're two completely different bracelets, right? Because they came, I got them at two different times. Okay. These are, when we talk about these are things to pay attention to, all right? And if you think about what it was about, then it kind of gives you an idea. Shortly after, within the first year, sometime within the first few months, something happened and these got intertwined. And I could not separate them. I couldn't get them to get undone. I think I even had you trying. I had several people trying. It's like, can you get this untangled for me? I don't know how it did it. It's impossible because you had two independent things. How is it doing it? I do not know. It made no sense. Nobody could get it undone, get them separated. It was like that for years. A few months ago, all of a sudden, something, it just like, it went pop. And then now they're completely dependent. Now, the way I take that is there was, you know, maybe something was happening that was very tangled like that. And then now it's all, what I see is it's all unraveling.
Straightened out
it's
now.
All easing out. So
nice.
That's just, that's a message to me. Yes.
Yeah. Makes sense. And that's cool.
Anyway, that's the bracelet.
So that takes noticing that step too. So that was a good point. Pay attention to these things.
Pay attention. Yes. Yeah. Things, your messages are being delivered all around. You've got messages all the time.
All the time.
Oh, pay attention.
Yeah. All right. Tiffins.
In regards to your stone, there were lots of comments about moldavite.
Ah, I was
that's it, moldavite. That was it. Anybody else? Do you find moldavite disappears on you? It's there when you need it, and then it completely disappears, and then it comes back. I mean, I do know it's a multidimensional stone, but that really establishes that. But yes, moldavite.
Yeah, cool. Lovely.
Let's
You're
see.
Getting yeses to that question.
Thoughts on Ashbury Revival and the shift right now?
I don't know what that is.
I don't either. So we'll go to another one.
Okay.
Do you get to choose the life you have in your next life?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we choose every life.
Yeah.
Before we go into a life, we're on a board. We're on a panel kind of thing where we're with our guides and we're making choices of what it is we're going to do, who we're going to be, things like that, the circumstances, the type of person, the type of personality, the different situations we'll be in, all of that, and all the people we're going to be, all the contracts. I don't like to call them contracts, I like to call them agreements. The agreements we're making with all the other souls that we're having, you know, we're commingling with in our life.
I've weeded words out of my vocabulary too. It's like, that doesn't resonate for me anymore.
It doesn't.
And one of them is dying or death. It's like transitioning. You know, they're transitioning out.
Passing.
Passing. And we just had to say goodbye to our Gnarlin, which you guys have all heard Gnarlin. Climb up the stairs to get on the bed and watch my face turn pale white like it's gonna fall.
You're right.
And he's 17 years, 4 months old. He squeezed every ounce of life out of his little life. But yeah. But yeah, I noticed I didn't want to use that word death with him. He was graduated and transitioned on.
Well, you know, it is a transition. They pass. Though I think those are much better words because that's what they do. You can see it happen. Yeah. They just move on. When you watch a person, you know, if you've been able to see a person die, they do the same thing. You can actually see, you can sense that spirit moving on.
Mm-hmm.
It's the body that stops, but they just continue.
Yeah. So
transition to another. Transition. That's a really good transition.
I know. It felt so much like I couldn't even get myself to say the other words. Yeah. And, you know, it was, and I'm one of those, is like, you have to let me know it's time. I don't want to have to guess. Yeah. And he did. He yes. had a stroke that day, and then he couldn't stand up, but he was still comfortable. He wasn't in mm-hmm. pain. And that was so comforting to me to just be able to sit with him until we could get him where he needed to be to
right.
help that along. But yeah, so that was last weekend. So it's been, I get home, and I was so grateful that he waited until we got home from Hawaii.
Yes.
That I could be here and right. be part of that day. So yeah, that was interesting. But as far as picking the lives, back to the question that at hand, yeah, so many people come into their sessions and, you know, they remember picking their lives, or they transition. Mm-hmm. And in that transition, they go to a place where
yeah.
they're getting ready to go pick their next life, and they talk about it. And so it's really cool. So yeah, I'm right there with you. We don't always understand why we pick the things we're doing or what's happening in our lives. But
exactly. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, what, you know, when we're on that side and we're doing that, we have a whole different understanding and view of what we want to accomplish and what we think of ourselves. We can do it. Ah, okay. That's nothing.
Yeah. It's like looking at a ski hill from down below going, oh yeah, that doesn't look too bad. And then you get up there and it's like,
or you're in the middle of it going,
yeah, what was I thinking? But yeah, it's, I always remind myself when I'm in this stuff that doesn't feel good, it's like, okay, my higher self designed this, so I know it's going somewhere in the right direction, because it always does, right? And so I just always remind myself that our higher selves plan this out, so let's right. trust it. Let's trust what they're doing,
mm-hmm.
what we're learning, and do my best to get the love and the lessons, and yeah. what is it showing me?
Be flexible and go with the flow.
Yeah, we should just be in this one going, woo.
Mm-hmm.
Those people. Oh my goodness, the pinned questions have amplified into a large number. So, okay, next question. Oh, she's so busy getting
sorry. There. Okay, I do have a question, but I want to wait. One question I'd like to ask right before you're going to end.
Okay.
But so a lot of questions have started to come up in regards to kind of off of, you know, choosing your life, soul connections. And I know you guys have talked about that in the past. So these are kind of connected, I guess you could say. So I'm going to ask both questions. They're from two different people, but one says, can you disconnect from a soul connection? The other one says, how can you tell if a soul agreement has been broken?
Oh, interesting.
I'm not
been broken. Okay, so the first one is, can you break a soul connection?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I mean, when you say a connection, I wonder if you're saying a connection or an agreement.
And I would think agreement is where
we're going. And yes, you can yeah. break agreements.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot, I mean, because sometimes, but it's, you know, you've worked on it. It's those that you get to that part, it's like, I just keep hitting a wall. It's just not working. It's just not working. Yeah. It's just not working. You try, you know, you're working okay. on it, and you feel like you're getting to that place. It's like, it just, and so that's when you can, mom always had that forgiveness technique, you know, and breaking, tearing up the contract. That yeah. was the word contract, like tear up the agreement. And, you know, I thank you. I love you. I forgive you. You know, it's just, you go your way with love, I go my way, and we never have to be connected again. But the biggest thing in this is you forgive yourself. So many times we forget ourselves in that process. And I was doing this all the time with another situation, and it was like things just weren't shifting. And finally, somebody, I was getting a massage and I had all these knots in my back. And I'm like, well, what could that be? And they're like, well, you're holding on a lot emotionally back here. And I'm like, okay. And then I said something about, she said, well, have you, about forgiveness. I'm like, well, I've been doing all this forgiving. I'm doing all this. And she goes, have you forgiven yourself for allowing whatever? And that was it. You know, it was like, oh my gosh. And I just burst out into tears. Because, you know, that part was the part I forgot, you know? Yeah, it's like, we have a part to play. And that's what we have to remember about every agreement, every association. It's not just one person. It's two people in here doing this together. And we're both trying to learn something. That's why we made an agreement to work together. And so if, you know, when we're doing these things, we have to look at all those parts. And it might be that we just, it was to get to this point, to just finally say, you know what, we're done, and I forgive you, I forgive me, and let's just go our separate ways.
And maybe that was the agreement.
Exactly.
So, yeah, a lot of times we think we know what those agreements are, and that it actually isn't what we think it is, and we got there, but we think we didn't. And it's like, no, right. You graduated that one. Yeah. That person was meant to push you into loving yourself more. Mm-hmm. You know, and choosing yourself over them. So a lot of times, the contract, everything you said, I've done the same thing.
And then I think there, the answer became clear then on the second question is, how do you know when one has been broken? They are no longer in your life in a way that pushes buttons.
Yeah.
For either of you, you are no longer pushing each other's buttons. Your agreement is over.
Right.
You are now going on your own ways with whatever. You might still be in each other's lives, but it's a different way completely.
I do have an interesting one to share since we're on the breaking of contracts. I had somebody that was having a very difficult lifetime, like every illness, every ache of pain, everything. If it happened, it was going to happen to this person, right? And so they're like, can I break my contract with whatever this is that I'm doing? And it was shown to them that they were purging densities of earth out. And that's why everything was so mucky, right? It was all this dense energy. And the answer that came back was, you made an unbreakable agreement because you knew when you got in this, it was going to be so hard you would want to get out. So you made it, you know, on that higher level, how important this is.
Yeah.
And how short this life is in comparison to infinity, right? And so you made an unbreakable contract with them. And that was interesting. I'd never heard that before. But anyways, they were so dedicated to what they came here to accomplish that they made sure they couldn't get out of it. It's like, poor thing, I'm sorry.
But, no escape clause.
But you know what was interesting is my next question was, well, is there a way to make it easier? And there was.
Good. Yes.
And there was. And so... they just like they were using their body as the conduit, and so they shifted it.
Didn't have to be.
Use the body anymore.
Yeah, good.
And it was like, oh, I hope that worked, you know. And then I didn't hear back, so I don't know how that went. But to have that be an answer that, yeah, there was an easier way to do it.
Yes,
great. So, yeah, interesting subject for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we ready for the next one?
I think so.
As the veil thins, will we remember our past lives, helping us understand why we chose this life?
Yeah, well, what I've been told, and you know, where you were, whatever you want to get, Tracy, and everything, but what I have been told is that what we're working on right now is, one, when you're aware within a session, see, that's helping prepare us and train us to how to be aware when we're not in a session. So see, that's that veil thinning, and it's how to understand and how to see it and comprehend it, because sometimes it's not always evident. You know, we think, oh, it's just going to be right here. Well, and when you're in a session, things are kind of subtle, you know, so it's being able to understand how that works. That's what they're telling me right now. But what they had said was, we are working on right now to get to a point. This is, we're in the process. We're in the very, very beginning parts of it, where we will see eight of our lives. We'll be able to see eight at a time. Okay. So that, you know, it's starting Like when we do a session, you're aware of yourself in your current place and in another life, okay? In another place. So there's two. So that's a beginning where we're aware there. Now, see, it will probably start with these altered states of consciousness where we'll know that. But see, all the times, every time we do that, that's thinning, thinning, thinning that veil. And we're understanding how to interpret that information. But that's our goal. And I don't know if it'll be more than that, but eight is a lot to
It's
have
a
an
lot.
understanding.
But if you think of it, we're aware of two already, our
Yes.
present, our physical, and then our higher self, and we're in
True.
communication with that all the time.
Yeah.
So that could be, that's where it gets convoluted, right? Because we're also living more than just this life in this moment. So, there's so many things to be connected to with that. And
Well, but that's why it can be, there can be so many, and that's why you can see it, because they're all here. It's simultaneous.
Yeah.
Kind of the same today, simultaneity.
Ooh, that's a cool word.
That a cool word?
So that's it. Yeah, because all time is playing out right now. So everything you're connecting to, we call it past life, but really,
It's
they're
how about other experiences, other lifetime
other
experiences?
lifetimes. Is yeah, that's a much better way to put it. Another time, another place is how I say it too. So,
Right.
all going on now. So, yeah, very cool.
Yes.
Wrap your minds around that. But I'm sure that these lives that we're in, that we're aware of in this moment, are the coolest lives.
Well, and as we say, in the session, we come out, it's like these are only, we go visit these other ones for information and to learn from. The one we're focused on is the most important one. And that's why you want to, that's why we're in this one. That's why our consciousness is in this one, because that's the one we want to be focused on. If we wanted to be carrying out the others, we would be consciously aware of them. See, they are there to learn and understand from. So that's where we'll be aware of them, but we won't necessarily be living in them like we're living in this one, having the conscious contribution and focus that this one has.
Here we are. Tiffany. We're getting close to the end. So how long is that other question?
It'll be the precursor for your leaving
Okay.
discussion.
So let's do one before that then. Okay.
Okay. Can two people meet again that have met in a past life?
Oh, absolutely.
All the time.
Gonna say not can, they will.
You, your mom, me, we've all done this before.
Yeah, in fact, you tend to like we're talking the soul groups. Those tend to be those are souls that like to work together. I mean, you'll have souls that like to work together, and those many times will be, you might come back together as friends, family members, different things, whatever. But this is where we're at right now. We're finding our soul groups. It's like you hear a lot of people saying, "I'm finding my tribe. I'm finding my family." That's what they're meaning. They're finding their like vibe people. That's their soul group. So these are people that you like, you resonate with, you like to work with, and you're all coming back together. And we have like mini groups. This is something that you were talking about in Hawaii. The session is like our group there was from the group from a Lemuria, and that's what we're seeing a lot too. Atlanteans and Lemurians. See, all these people that were part of that, we're back now. Well, we were together then. Now we're back together again too.
And I forgot, I don't know if I told you I had this experience, but the morning that we were having the lightning and the thunder, and it was like shaking the whole room, and when I was waking up, they were showing me, I got a few things that were downloaded in that moment, and it was just kind of like, it was like 1 minute I'm like waking up, and the next minute my head's full of things, right? So, but one of those things was seeing everybody in the conference room with the shadow warrior that they were in Lemuria standing with them. And it was so cool. It was, and they're almost like this blue glowy, like when you take a picture and you got the negative, it was almost like this energy, shadow energy standing right next to them. And but they were all dressed in whatever warrior goddess, whatever energy, outfits, and it was like a uniform, and everyone had one, and it was like, oh, that's so cool, and I forgot to share it with anybody, so now I'm
That's
sharing
really
it.
cool.
Yeah, Yeah, I was so excited to see it, and then when we got to talking and stuff, I totally forgot to share that with everybody. But yeah, that was
At the appropriate time.
It was, yeah, I was saving it.
Yep.
Yeah, so what do we got, about five minutes left?
Mm-hmm.
All right, bring on the big question.
You have an individual that said, what is QHHT?
Wonderful.
Very good. Thank you. Do you want to share that, Tracy? You want me to go into it?
Well,
you have a beautiful explanation.
I'm sure I'd have a beautiful explanation, but I'm going to be pointing at you a lot. So this is a, well, thank you for finding your way to the Metaphysical Hour. If you don't know what QHHT is, then that was wonderful of you to stick it out and listen to our conversation. Dolores Cannon, Julia's mother, Tiffany's grandmother, is the one who created quantum healing hypnosis technique. And it is a beautiful technique that will take you into past lives, into talking to your higher self. You can ask questions, you get answers, you get healings. I mean, what else could we add to it? I mean, there's just so much. You discover a lot about yourself in those sessions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you connect to your part, the part of you that has all the answers. So that's why you come in with questions and you get beautiful answers, and answers bring healing. So that's why all these things can happen. And, you know, you're connecting right with that higher part of yourself. And then that's showing you what I love about this. I mean, everything about it is gorgeous, but one of my favorite parts of it is because we connect with that part of ourselves in this state, then it's teaching us, like I said, we're being trained. It's teaching us how to now do it on a conscious level. That's huge. That's opening us all up to where we are connected, because that's our biggest goal. That's what our guides are always saying. Stop going outside of yourself. Pull your power back. Take your power back. Go within to get your answers. And that's what we're teaching you to do. When you have a session, you are learning how to go within to your higher self to get your answers.
Yeah, they're amazing. I've been a facilitator of them since, I think, 2014. So lots and lots of sessions and, you know, going strong, because everyone's a fingerprint. As I said before, everyone is different and you learn so much. And as a practitioner, by the way, if you guys are thinking about being a practitioner, Julia is going to tell you in a minute how to do that. But as a practitioner, every session is a healing for you too, because somebody's going to come in, and I have to share something this last week, but everyone that comes in, they're mirroring something back to us. We're attracting what we need. And, you know, the people that are finding us are most likely going to mirror something that we've been through, that we've done, that we can relate to.
But whether we want to admit it or not.
Right. But here's the funny one. I had two this within the last week or so. And I'm sitting there going, how did I attract that? And I'm sitting there trying to figure out, I don't get it. Where do I relate to this person? How did I attract that one? Anyways, I had two of them like that, and I still haven't figured out the mystery, but I'm sure it's there. There's something, there's a message in it. There always is. And that's part of the fun of being the practitioner, is at the end of the day, I get to go, okay, what did that one bring for me to look at? Because it always do. So how do people become the fun and most amazing career ever practitioner?
Yeah, because something else I was going to ask you was, are you ever bored at your job, at this work?
I hypnotized myself to sleep once. No, I'm just kidding. But I'm not. I enjoy meeting people and doing this work. I would say I'm never bored. I get excited.
I mean, because there's never two sessions. Like you said, they're each individual. Yeah. They're all different. They're all, so you never know what's going to happen. And that's really exciting to not
there have
know.
Been, there have been some really long sessions where I haven't eaten and I'm ready to go. But you know who you are. Now, anyways, but you know, it's just magical. And the problem is with me is I get so captivated by each person that's sitting in that chair and their story and their sharing and their trust to share with me. And it just becomes this beautiful bubble. And then for me, it's like 3 hours will go by. And I'm like, oh yeah, we still got to regress you. Sorry about that. Come on. But it's magic. You guys, if you like to help people, this is such an amazing career.
And that's the only requirement we have, is that you have that passion factor to help people. That's it. You know, yeah. So many people say, do I have to have prior experience? Do I have to know hypnosis? Do I have to know anything, counseling, anything? No, we just want to know that you want to help people, because that is what carries you through. We'll teach you everything else. You just need, but we can't teach you how to want to help, how to care. Can't teach that. I maybe we can, but you gotta kind of come in with that one.
Where do they go to get signed up?
Go to qhhtofficial.com. There's also a link from DoloresCannon.com, and everything you need is on that website. On the homepage, there's the information right there. There's a video, there's different information. You can also go on the menu bar under courses, course information. There's a lot of different places you can get all the information you might, you know, you want to know about it. And then you can contact us if you still have questions. There's a place on the bottom of the screen where you can just chat.
And I love the picture of Jenny and Summer right there. They'll pop
right
up.
There.
And
they're happy to help.
And they're actually that happy. They are that happy. Yeah. And if you want to find a practitioner to have a session, you go to the same website, qhhtofficial.com. And
you go to find a practitioner. There are literally thousands of practitioners all over the world. And so likely there's someone in your area, but definitely look in your area or however far you're willing to travel to meet with somebody and see who resonates with you. And absolutely. If you want to travel all the way to see Tracy, she is in
Oregon. Mm-hmm. Yep. Just outside of Portland, about 35 minutes out of Portland. So that's where you would fly in.
And Tracy also has a code that can get you 10% off of a level one course if you would like to go that route.
The magic is real. All one word gets you 10% off. Before he cuts us off the air, I want to thank Tiffany. Thank you so much, darling, for being our mediator in the,
absolutely,
the chat. And I know we didn't get to all the questions, you guys, but.
Yeah. But thank you all awesome. For being here. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. This is wonderful.
So many of you guys, and you just keep popping in. So thank you for your comments and your shares and your questions. Until next week.
Yes, until next week. Love you.
Bye.